joined the Scouts. I wasn't a member of the Cubs. I joined when I was 10. And it was
what
the
was it
second,
date?
1964. And the meeting place was in Homestead Lane on the edge of King George V playing field. There was quite an old building. Whether that was the original meeting place of what possibly was the chapel, but it was quite old at the time. It may not have been, but actually the ring of trees that went round it, it's still there. It was quite an old building, and for, I suppose, maybe a couple of years, maybe more, it was a Thursday evening, and the activities used to be, a lot of them were actually in the park, so they made use of that for various sort of parts towards badges. And then through fundraising and various other things, I was actually the patrol leader of the Woodpecker Patrol. And then the land at Hyde House in Hollybush Lane was the place where the new hut or building was going to, headquarters was going to be built. And it was in the orchard, what I remember, which was to the sort of the house. It would have been to the left of that, which would be the sort of north side of the orchard. And the activities before it could be built was actually clearing the orchard. And so it was the Scouts and the Scoutmaster, who is actually Bob Metcalf. He was the sort of inspiration behind that, really. So as sort of youngsters, we were in there, and I remember thinking back that we were taking down quite big old trees. And I remember the sort of bonfires and food being cooked on the bonfires while we were there. So the clearance work we were part of. And then I assume at that time that the building, actually we must have still been using that during that process. And then a brand new cedarwood building was put up on which would be that side of Hyde House. And that was still... Hyde House was still there at the time. I mean, with the Scouts, I actually started when I was 10, and I was 18. The second Welland Garden City. And the second Welland Garden City amalgamated with the, I think it was the fifth Welland Garden City, that were in St Francis Hall at Ludwick Way. There was the St Francis Church. And at that time, that was probably 68, maybe. We used to use the old church or the old building behind the church, go there and stay there over the weekends and make canoes and, you know, fiberglass canoes and various things. And then, well, I suppose we got to the sort of age where you would be finished as a scout. Then you had the venture scout side of it which would have been the sort of when we got to the sort of age of 16. We set up a venture scout unit. So, in fact, Dr. Perrin, at his house in Graysfield, he used to run do the first aid training for us. So we would meet there. And
what
then,
sort of badges did you do? You just mentioned first aid and.
Well, in the scouts, it was we'd be cooking all sorts, really, cooking woodman badge, various. The Venture Scouts, no. We set that up independently of the... There was a Venture Scout unit which used to meet at Great Dell, which was the official Venture Scout unit. I think that was the third Welland Garden City headquarters. But we, as a group, we'd all sort of grown up together, really. And we decided, rather than join that, we would set ourselves up. The person that really facilitated that, a fellow called Morris Baker. Morris was a research chemist with ICI, and we used to meet the scout up. So at that time, whereas in the scouts, we used to go on lots of weekends, away, the summer camps. I remember going to Southampton, there was Gloucestershire. So there was an annual sort of summer camp. But when we got into the Venture Scouts, we were more young adults then, and we pursued sort of activities, so canoeing, rock climbing, caving, pretty much every weekend. We had something that, and again, Morris being the leader, let's say, he was the adult. We'd organise things through Morris, really. You had the scout camp at Harmer Green. We built They called it Fort William, and it was like a bit of a stockade, and it had a couple of wooden cabins in and a prefab, and then there were glades where scouts would camp, and that was Harmer Green, which is was a training centre, I think Fyfire owned it, and the wood, I'm not sure whether Hertfordshire Scouts owned it or whatever, but certainly Fort William. And we used to go up there most weekends if we weren't away anywhere. But with the Scouts, we at the weekends, we would sleep at the weekend. We'd have a sleeping bags, and we'd probably never get away with it now with all the fiberglass and the resins and all that, but we used to sleep on the mezzanine floor in that small building, and then we would have the moulds for the canoes, and then we'd build the canoes over the weekend. We would cook our food down there. We were always doing something. The canoes, we actually would take them away and use them. Lake District, I remember. Oh, Morris seemed to be a man of many talents. But he was also, really dedicated. A bit like I've said about, Bob Metcalfe. You know, that enthusiasm certainly came through in all the activities that we used to do. Their enthusiasm was the trigger. Mm. And when we, as a group, decided to set ourselves up, I don't think it went down that well with the official Venture Scout unit. We used to go to the Forest of Dean, to a disused iron mine, and Clearwell. Well, Morris would hire a transit van. We would all contribute the cost of that, and then drive down to Gloucestershire would be a Friday. All it was a slope going up to basically a cave. Park the van, and then take all our sleeping bags. And we used to sleep in the iron mine. There was a bit of a cavern, and at the time, we used to, in return for being taken out caving by the owner, we used to do bits of work down there. Mm. Maybe go into the mine and retrieving things like the old wheels off of the carts and bits of railway line, the track that used to be there, and anything really for the history. And this person that owned it was going to open it up. That was our understanding to the public. At the time, I don't think any of us were old enough to drink, but there was only one pub in the village. And we would go down there, and I remember drinking, I think it was quite popular at the time, was Guinness and cider. I remember, actually, we used to go rock climbing quite a lot, ended up on the roof occasionally with a few of us, where we would climb the stone walls of the pub and sit on the roof. They used to hold on the campus an annual marquees on the campus in Welling Garden. And we used to sleep there as the sort of security. I don't know, Morris, how they did that, but we were just, I suppose at that time, we were probably 16, 17-year-olds.
That was all local groups, Matt?
I think so. I think it was local groups that used to meet, maybe promotion of local groups. And I don't remember.
The bell from the Mud Chapel being used at school?
Whether that building was the Mud Chapel, because I don't remember other buildings down there. You had the cottages that were by the dairy. They've all gone now, even the A1 dairies. One of the things that, when whoever phoned me, the head teacher at Commons it was called Howland School then, was a lady called Mrs. Cann, and she produced a booklet about Hatfield Hyde, and she did a lot of research. And I remember seeing a tapestry that she made hanging on the wall in the school hall. And she looked at things like the Mud Chapel. Now, whether it was at that time, but the bell from what was the Mud Chapel ended up at Commonswood School. But what it was used for was when people left the school, and when the children leave, they all ring the bell. And that hangs in the courtyard at the school, or it did, so hopefully it didn't disappear. But that was the bell from the Mud Chapel. When I went there, I was 10, so that would have been about 66. There were older Rangers, I think they were called, and Queen's Scouts. I think that superseded, the Venture Scouts sort of superseded that. Well established, I think, when we went there. But although when we first started, that was still the shorts. They still had shorts, didn't they, Scouts? Yeah. But the uniform changed not long after I went there, and that was when they brought in the longer trousers and the sort of khaki type.
And the neckerchief
shirt,
I suppose.
And you still had the neckerchief. They were Kingfisher Patrol. They were all birds.
Yeah, the enthusiasm.
I mean, we used to know them as Skip, and, I suppose as we got older, you heard the right to call them Bob or